This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Is the repeal of the Safety Act and are asking Democrats to come back to the drawing board. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
The talks were frank and useful. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Secretary of State and his Russian counterpart both say after meeting in Geneva.
We stand firmly with Ukraine in support of its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Antony Blinken has warned of severe economic consequences if Russia invades Ukraine. Sergei Lavrov says,
I cannot say whether we are on the right path or not.
Now, President Biden has a virtual meeting this morning with Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida.
The talks come amid growing concerns about North Korea's missile program and tensions with China. Japan will increase defenses of islands near Taiwan, the prime minister has said.
Fox's Jared Halpern. ISIS went on the attack today, storming an Iraqi army barracks early this morning, killing 11 soldiers as they slept. Islamic militants also attacked a prison in Syria that holds thousands of ISIS extremists. Three fired Minneapolis cops are getting ready to go on trial in George Floyd's much-protested death. Fox's Jeff Manasso is live on the case.
Dave, the jury is chosen in the federal trial of former Minneapolis police officers Jay King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao, who were accused of depriving George Floyd of his federal civil rights and of failing to intervene during Floyd's deadly arrest in 2020. Opening statements are set for Monday. A fourth officer, Derek Chauvin, pled guilty in the federal case in a plea deal following his conviction on state charges, for which the three officers also face aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. They've pled not guilty. Dave.
Jeff, a rock star has fallen. Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell album from the 70s is one of the best sellers of all time. Later, Meatloaf won a Grammy for this. Meatloaf was also an actor in movies like the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Fight Club. He was 74, his cause of death not released. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to talk to you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been telling you about it for years on radio and television. Why? Because I believe in it. I use it. My friends use it, and hundreds of thousands of others out there have tried it. About 70% of those people go on to order more. They find that Relief Factor works to help their bodies fight inflammation and eliminate their pain. Take Mark in Texas, for example. He'd been dealing with pain in his right shoulder for months, almost constantly, when he decided to give Relief Factor a try. Within 2 weeks of taking it every day, the pain in his shoulder faded away and completely disappeared. There are so many people out there whose experiences with Relief Factor are just like Mark's. What about you? Might your pain be the next to go away with Relief Factor? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
This is the first full day of President Biden's second year in office.
On his one-year anniversary of being sworn into office, President Biden told the Democratic National Committee virtually, they need to show they're trying to improve the lives of voters to set them apart from the GOP.
It's no accident they didn't even bother to come up with a platform in 2020. They had no platform at their convention because they don't stand for anything except to stop us.
Meanwhile, his one-time opponent, former President Trump, told Fox's Hannity,
well, I think that our country has never been so disrespected as it is right now by the rest of the world.
A new AP poll says most Americans don't want to see the former or current president run again. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The president also told the DNC gathering he's disappointed election reform did not pass in the Senate, but he won't give up. His other big agenda item, also stalled, could come back in parts.
President Biden said Wednesday it's clear to him they may have to break up Build Back Better into chunks to focus on things that have the support to pass. Like he said, $500-plus billion for energy and environmental issues. But on Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questioned that working.
This is a reconciliation bill. So when people say, let's divide it up, they don't understand the process.
Reconciliation means it only needs a majority, not 60 votes. She said whatever is proposed may be smaller, but she still hopes multiple items are contained within, including things possibly relating to child care, health care, and universal pre-K. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, more selling is looming. Futures are falling after five straight sell-offs for the Dow, which just this week alone is down almost 1,200 points. The defending women's champ dethroned at the Tennis Australian Open. Naomi Osaka knocked out in the third round by Amanda Anisimova. The men's defending champ, Novak Djokovic, was not allowed to play. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, this is Matt Whitehead, and I am pleased to announce that I recently joined Scott State Bank as Vice President and Moroa Location Manager. I invite you to check out all the benefits a locally owned community bank can offer you and your business. We offer the same service as big banks, but still understand the importance of giving personal attention to our customers that makes us second to none. Community banks build better communities and brighter futures. Scott State Bank has been investing in our community since 1887. We are customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast. It's sunny.
Yeah, we do have that. It is sunny. High of 26 today. Wind chill values will get down to -3. Tonight's increasing clouds with a low of 15 and wind chill values down as low as 3. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 34. Chance of some nighttime snow. And then Sunday, 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m. Cloudy, then sunny with a high near 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 7 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, January 21st edition of Byers & Company. Nick and I have a lot to get to here today. A lot, and only an hour in which to cram it all in. The rest of the company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Do you remember sometime in this past year I told you about the WeWorks documentary and how good it was?
Yeah, and I watched it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Apple has now have now made a movie about that whole story called We Crashed, and Jared Leto, I guess I screwed it up both ways, plays the main character, and Anne Hathaway is his wife, and there was a trailer released yesterday. I think it's coming in February to Apple Plus. It is frightening how much he nailed the guy's voice.
Dude is a phenomenal actor. He's a great musician, too, but phenomenal actor. Oscar award winning. He's great.
You get the feeling he's probably a little strange.
He's very strange.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff he did in character, he's one of those method actors.
Yeah, and I assuming like somebody like Clint Eastwood would just be like annoyed as hell by that. And other people would understand it more. But anyway, yeah. I digress. If you watch the documentary and you got to watch this cat do his thing, when you watch the sort of impression of him, it's like, man, did you nail this.
Okay. Well, you had me at Jared Leto, but I'm interested in the topic as well. So this will be good.
You can show some love for Anne Hathaway.
Oh, she's great too. She's also an award winner. So
yeah, absolutely. She was fantastic in the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight film.
Oh, no question. She's phenomenal.
She was the best Catwoman ever.
Okay.
Who would you have thrown in?
No, I mean, you're right. I was for some reason, Eartha Kitt's name popped into my head, but.
Listen, with all due respect to Eartha, that TV series wasn't anything remotely close to the work Anne Hathaway did.
No, Julie Newmar? You didn't like Julie Newmar either? Oh,
I loved him when I was a kid because that was all we had. But Batman with a distended belly? Come on.
I mean, what they were trying to do, they were great at it. But she brought some serious chops to it, more than Halle Berry, more than, I mean, she was really good.
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
You know, yeah, she was good. Halle Berry
wasn't great.
That was a disaster.
Yeah.
And that's not,
she could do it. It just wasn't a good project.
It felt like to me, like nothing, it wasn't connected at all to sort of the DC character and universe.
Right.
Like it was like, we're just going to take a thing and into a thing.
Put Halle Berry in leather and just see if we can sell tickets.
Yeah.
So I felt like.
And not even good leather.
No.
So that was kind of that was when it was on a regular basis, they were making bad superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
There were a lot of them. We were trying to do the Hulk, trying to do, you know, and Fantastic Four, whatever. There was a lot of bad comic movies.
Yep. They treated them as disposable popcorn movies and didn't bring the AAA special effects or didn't bring depth to the characters. So nobody really bought in.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. They thought, well, we can just package this thing and it will sell.
Yep.
Because the early X-Men movies sold.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some heart and soul to that.
Sure was.
So anyway, there is a Batgirl movie or series coming to HBO Max that Michael Keaton has signed on, will be in. And what's his face is the bad guy, Firefly, Brendan Fraser.
No, he's from Firefly. That's Nathan Fillion.
No. The character is Firefly. Oh, Firefly,
the character.
Yes, he's playing him. Cool. But this is the Batgirl story. And I'd never even heard of this project, and evidently it's well underway.
I'm assuming that this actress will do better than Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl.
Oh, but okay, first of all, that whole movie
was bad.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
I mean, that was the really bad thing they were doing at that time, even with the Batman movies.
They did okay with Tim Burton in the first two movies, and then when they switched to Joel Schumacher and Michael Keaton said, nope, not playing it this way, I'm out. They lost the heart and soul, and it went off the rails.
Well, but and then two more actors.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Clooney and Kilmer.
And then bringing in Robin in a horrible way.
Chris, whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It went back to that, let's just play it down the middle again.
That was Eartha Kitt and Adam West. Yeah. And it just, you know, I mean, listen, the fact that no one said, hey, the nipples are a bad idea.
They sure they did.
Really?
They got outvoted.
Like everybody just wanted a paycheck. And it was like, yeah, we'll throw whatever. Tommy Lee Jones.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Uma Thurman.
Jim Carrey. But none of them at all have anything. I felt like just ripped off by all of that.
Mm-hmm. I took them because they're what we had and they were fine for that, but they didn't raise the bar.
Okay, so Leslie Grace is Barbara Gordon in this movie.
I don't know her by name.
She seems recognizable to me, but I'm not quite sure from what. Brendan Fraser, Michael Keaton, J.K. Simmons is James Gordon. So it looks like they've got all of the talent you could possibly need, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is literally scheduled to be released on HBO Max in 2022, so it's coming this year. So, I don't know. I'm excited.
Then she's that pop singer. You've seen her in that way, probably.
Yeah, because everybody knows I'm big.
No, but I mean...
I'm just saying that's probably not where I've seen her. Music career, yeah. So she is film career, too. So she's done some other stuff. In the Heights, I think, is I know her
from. Yeah, that would be it.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that would be, yeah, she's Barbara Gordon, Batgirl in the HBO Max. I didn't even know. And why is HBO, I mean, I know that they took over sort of the DC home, right? I mean, mm-hmm. DC had their own entertainment app, and they were creating series, and then all that moved to HBO Max, like right. Titans and whatever. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, they're just acquiring, aligning all their properties into one mega app, from Turner Classic Movies to the Cartoon Network and on and on. They're just going to keep consolidating, and then they'll have their own cable service, really.
Okay. But this is a movie, not a series.
Mm-hmm.
And I dig in that, too, because, you know, I hate the one episode at a time thing that they still want to do.
Yeah, it'd be good.
All right, does Ozark land today? Is it already up on Netflix?
Today's Friday, so I would think so.
Huh?
I would think so. Their stock really took a dive. Not.
I saw that.
They're struggling. They're not meeting their marks. They don't have growth anymore.
Well, it's almost impossible. I mean, I'm sure there's a board of directors. I'm sure there's shareholders that are going, well, we had unprecedented growth. Where is that? It's like, dude, that's never coming back.
No.
Because you were the only thing in town, and now you got 800 competitors.
They're going to have to rechange, and they're already looking towards gaming. So that's where they're going to try to get back into it.
Yeah, and the danger there. Friday, January 21st, the fourth and final installment of the Crime Drama will feature a total of 14 new episodes, which will be split into two different parts. I think you're going to get like seven, and then you're going to have to wait for seven.
All right.
That's pandemic. I don't think that was a marketing strategy. Sure. They did that with Walking Dead. They did that with all kinds of things. It's confusing, right?
The Sopranos, I think, were the ones that started this, though. They had their final season was split in half.
That show was notoriously slow creatively. This, I think, I don't think they started that as a strategy. I think that was just how slow they were.
But others started doing it. They would take the break in the middle, and then you would come back, and they'd run it as two separate schedules.
I guess during COVID, I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt. That's not the way Ozark had been in any of its previous seasons. Now, I got to go back and watch a couple episodes of the last season because I can't. It's been that long.
Right.
I vaguely remember the plot line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem. I always forget, so I have to get caught back up to speed. I always have to.
So how long? How much do you consume to get caught back up? Just out of curiosity.
If there's the option of previously on, and they do that,
give you a little recap.
That's enough for me.
That's less and less of that, though.
I know there is.
And part of me is happy about that until this kind of occasion.
Yeah.
Because I don't need when I'm streaming eight of them in a row to go. Last time on.
The other thing we can do is we'll start at the first episode and then kind of watch it and fast forward and go, oh, okay, she took the money, went to the house, okay, then go to the next one. All right, they left off, she broke up, and then you could do every episode in like 15 seconds just to kind of plod you along.
Okay, it's not bad. I don't think I need that much. I think if I go back and watch like just the final minutes of the final season's episode, kind of like, I remember all that.
I mean, I discard, so I have to.
What a good show, though. I hope it. I always fear. I have trepidation about finale seasons, like final seasons. I'm that way with The Expanse. We're only like three episodes in, and I'm not really loving it.
You know what? I something popped in my head. Snowpiercer comes back this week.
You know what? I don't think I watched. I don't think I finished the last season.
So good. I loved it.
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right. When I get reminded of that stuff is when my Xfinity stuff just records it and I forget all. I'm like, look, Snowpiercer's back.
Got a whole bunch.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming I'll be spending most of my time this weekend on Ozark.
Not outside?
No. Doing what?
I don't know. There's nothing to do outside.
We're not
there's
in
no
Alaska.
Snow to plow.
Like a bunch of Malmutes hooked to a sled out there.
There's nothing even like cold weather to do. Snow plowing any of that. It's just go out and be cold.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow's low is 14. Sunday's low is 19. Monday's low is 20. Tuesday's low is 12. Wednesday's low is 6. Nah, I'm gonna sit and get fat the next couple of weeks.
Plenty to watch, plenty to eat.
That's exactly right. Just get yourself a throw and your X1 or voice remote from Xfinity, and that's it.
Don't even have to move your arms.
No, you don't. Except when they fall asleep, and then you got to, like, reposition. Sometimes I don't even bother to do that.
Just let them.
They'll wake up.
They'll wake up later. I don't care.
And then you got the NFL football, which this time of year I am a fan.
Yeah.
I mean, when it gets down, you got four games, you got four pretty good matchups. I'm really interested in the Rams and the Bucks just
as
a game.
A lot of stars in that game.
Oh, my goodness.
Those teams got people to take pay cuts, so they have all-star lineups. That would be a really good one.
So that is exciting to me. And you got the Illini. There's all kinds of great stuff to be happy about.
Absolutely.
All right. So when we get back on the other side of the break, I want to spend some time talking about some other things in life outside of politics and COVID, and also get to some questions and things that people have asked about over the last week, just some topics that we've covered that I want to come back to. This literally truck driving.
That's the one.
I just keep getting message after message from people in the industry, one way or the other, in logistics or in, that are dealing with these problems. And I mean, they're serious.
Pros and cons. What's the split? 50-50?
90-10.
Pro?
Oh, yeah.
Nine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're 80,000 truck drivers short. If you can open the pool to millions more people, it's a no-brainer.
It would seem as such.
Unless you're of a certain age, and you're in the back seat screaming, "You're driving like a bat out of hell." They don't want it. I am much less scared of the 20-year-old than I am them on the road.
Very much so.
Now, probably my math will be okay because they're driving 12, so the collision won't be as serious.
That's right. And that thing they're driving is built out of steel.
Not always. I do that, though. Like, you want to get around a slow driver and you start, stereotyping, the person in the car based on the car.
Yep.
And sometimes you're totally off.
Way off sometimes. I always chuckle out loud when I'm...
Yeah. So, because it used to be you could guarantee it was of a certain age, but nope, it's a guy smoking a cigarette and texting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's why he's driving slow? Or it's the death grip on the wheel, 10 to 2. Eyes over the steering wheel.
There's a third one of, I'm not in any hurry to do anything at anything I do in life. I am just going how I want to go.
Yep. And that person is the same person that clogs up aisles and the airplane when you're trying to get on, that has zero self-awareness about spatial relationships.
Don't care about it. I'm moving at this speed. I'm the conveyor belt. You can walk next to it. I'm the conveyor belt.
I am so frustrated by people like that.
Oh, the claustrophobia that comes with it sometimes.
That guy or gal in the airplane aisle that will not, there's a line of people waiting for them to try to cram their suitcase into that overhead bin and then resituate and situate. And they have, they can't even turn around and look to go, all of these people are being inconvenienced.
Let me step aside real quick, pop back out, do my, nope.
Nothing.
I got all this to do. Then you guys can go.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you. Yeah. I just got
and
this
And he's not
to
even
do.
At his seat. He's putting it up at the front of the plane so that he doesn't have to carry it that extra.
Go.
Yes.
It's a grab and go. Yeah.
Oh, that guy's annoying.
He's not annoyed by doing it.
No, he's completely.
He's where he needs to be.
So is he oblivious or does he just not care?
It's both, but it's not mean-spirited most of the time. It's just, I'm just doing what I'm doing. Everybody else can do what they do. This is my lane.
But as a civilization, we can't live like that.
No, we can't. But they're not malicious. It's just
I'm not buying that. Maybe they.
There are some that are malicious. Yeah. Like they can wait, but most of them are just doing their thing.
I would really like to understand that gene. What causes that?
Yeah, that is interesting. Just laissez-faire.
And I don't mean somebody who's stoic by nature or just kind of living their own life. I'm talking about the ones that are an impediment to everyone else and have no realization that they are. I mean, I don't care if you're walking in the mall or driving down the street or in the aisle of an airplane. Mm-hmm. Those people just have no spatial relationship awareness.
Right. They're also the ones that if you open the door for them, they walk through as if that door magically opened and don't even acknowledge somebody did something to make it work for them. Just blow right through. Not a wink, a nod, a thank you. It's like, look, a door's open for me. Just go through it.
There's got to be some kind of, we got to have a campaign.
It's funny.
We need to eradicate that kind of behavior.
Help them out. Give them a course or something.
All right. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this. Maybe. If we feel like it.
We get to it. Hey, today's going to be sunny. It's going to only have a high of 26. Wind chill values could get really cold, -3. For tonight, increasing clouds, low of 15. Wind chill values down as low as 3. For Saturday, partly sunny, high of 34. Chance of nighttime snow. And then Sunday, 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m. Cloudy to start, then mostly sunny, high near 30. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 9 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:24.
End of the tax cap on trades. Get to Bob Brady now to get the full sales tax deduction on your trade.
You could save big.
As of January 1st, the state of Illinois has removed the trade-in reduction cap. Get to Bob Brady now to take advantage of this additional tax savings. But maybe you don't want to trade. Maybe you just want to sell.
Let Brady buy it.
The automotive experts at Bob Brady are ready to buy your car. It's easy. Just bring it in. With most vehicles, we can make an offer your first visit. Bring your title or loan papers and get ready to get paid. We do the paperwork.
Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll buy yours.
Get true NADA book values and top dollar. Not running? No problem. We bid non-working vehicles too. Don't let it sit there in your garage or driveway. This winter, ditch the eyesore and stop paying license and insurance.
At both locations.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall just off I-72 at exit 144 in Decatur or Bob Brady Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth.
Hi, this is Matt Beck. Safety and security have become more important for our local businesses. Decatur-based Bechtech has options and solutions to help your business, no matter how large or small. From churches, corporate offices, schools, all local businesses, Bechtech understands the need for safety and security. When people, property, and workers are safe, focus can remain on missions, purposes, and objectives. Call Bechtech at 217-428-7000 to schedule your needs analysis with one of our professionals. Bechtech, a bar.
The Mount Zion Chamber of Commerce loves its member businesses and wants you to learn more about them by bringing you this month's member spotlight. Did you know George A. Mueller Beer Company was founded right here in Decatur in 1869 and is the oldest family-owned beer distributor in America? At Mueller Distributing, they've sold a large variety of products through its long history, but today focuses on a portfolio of beer, soda, water, energy drinks, and juices. To learn more, visit George A. Mueller Beer Company on Facebook.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
There you go. That never gets old. By the way, I'm not talking about a person in the aisle of the airplane that like that has to get to an EpiPen or something.
No, no, emergency, crying baby, got to grab the bottle. None of that.
Not that stuff. I'm talking about the person just completely aloof and oblivious to everything around them.
Yep. They also are willing to pop back out of their seat because they forgot their glasses or something, and then do it a second time.
And a third and a fourth.
However many times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there might have some checks mix up there. Let me get back at it.
And my sole goal on an airplane is to get everything I need and get situated.
Yep.
And get out of everyone's way, including my own. And nothing irritates me more than to open the overhead bin and it's already full, even though your seats aren't taken yet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what is that? I mean, what possible productive outcome do you get in 8 extra feet?
Zero.
Why do you think that is?
It's musical
chairs.
What's
the phenomenon?
It's musical chairs. Get okay. It. You see open space, grab it. Grab it. Grab it.
Yeah, but if there's open space where your seat is.
First one you see, grab it. it doesn't matter.
I think you're giving them too much credit as far as not being bad people. I think that they want less baggage time. I mean, meaning like carrying, wheeling, dragging. Oh, so they put it up close.
We're talking about two different kinds of people. There are the ones that are cutting the corners, wandering in, now seating zone C, and they're in D. You know, there are the ones that are doing all those things. But then there are just people that are magooing around. Just magooing around and aren't even thinking about anybody else. Not negative, not positive.
I'm not doubting that some of that is true. I really am not. But you know, when you're like in high school, did you just go to anybody's locker or did you go to your locker? How do these people live?
Right. But they think of it more like the cafeteria. It's anybody's table.
Okay. I have so many thoughts about how to change the whole airline
experience. Oh, we can tighten that up in the afternoon.
Couldn't we?
Yeah. Most people could.
So why don't they?
Because now they can charge you for all things. You need an armrest? $16. We'll pop one in.
I'm even okay with that if they just improve the experience.
Right.
That's all I'm asking for. Load the plane back to front. It makes the most sense.
Sure does.
All right. We've got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We'll be back with more. Nick and I are solving the problems of the world. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now.
Public health officials are cautiously optimistic that health systems have seen a peak and subsequent decrease in COVID-19 cases. The 7-day COVID hospitalization average has declined by nearly 2%. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says with high vaccine rates, decreased hospitalization, and antivirals being made available, it's time to start learning to coexist with the virus. From sunrise to sunset Monday, flags on state-owned property will be flown at half-staff to honor Will County Deputy Sheriff Michael John Queenie. Queenie passed away earlier this month. His obituary says he died from complications due to COVID-19 pneumonia. The Macon County Health Department has announced 515 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases. Officials also reported 6 deaths. These residents were one female in her 70s, 3 males and 2 females in their 80s. There have now been 291 COVID-19 related deaths since the start of the pandemic in Macon County. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met for an hour and a half today about the Russian troops on Ukraine's border.
Blinken says the talks in Switzerland were frank and useful.
I think there are grounds for and a means to address some of the mutual concerns that we have about security.
He said the U.S. has agreed to respond in writing next week to a series of Russian security demands.
Fox's Simon Owen. Meatloaf died. Bat Out of Hell is one of the best-selling albums in history. He also did musical theater, TV, and movies, including Rocky Horror Picture Show and Fight Club. Marvin Lee Adey, that's his real name, was 74. No cause of death given, but he had several health problems over the years. America's listening to Fox News.
Join the nursing team at Memorial, where your care makes a difference. If you're passionate about your patients, career, and community, see why Memorial means more. We offer competitive salaries, benefits, and a great team-oriented environment dedicated to seeing you thrive. Great health and great nursing careers start here. Visit jobs.memorial.health to see all Memorial Health has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer. Do you want a chance to positively impact the community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Memorial is the place. Right now, Memorial Health is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today. Visit us online at jobs.memorial.health to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
There is at least some suggestions out there that the new Batman movie is 3 hours long.
All right.
And I say exactly what you just said. If it's good, it's good. I'm tired of sort of living life in the standard sort of way that was developed before my lifetime began, and them telling me what I should or shouldn't consume, or how long a song should be, or how long a movie should be, or how short it should be, or how do we... None of that matters to me.
Nope. If it's good, it's good.
Yeah. The Bond movie was really long. I mean, if you just look at length of time. But I enjoyed all of it.
I can't wait to watch that again.
When is it?
It's on Blu-ray and stuff now.
Yeah, you can rent it.
Well, you can buy it out at
Target. Well, I meant like, I'm just talking about from a home. You can rent or buy online. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really, really good. Really good. So, if you tell me, I'm not sure about this new Batman film. I mean, I'm just, in my mind, I don't have anything against the actor, but I don't... You know, I had too much Christian Bale in my head because they're outside of what maybe Marvel's did with the last two Avengers. You know, that's as good as anything that's been made out of comic books.
Oh, it's great. I really like Sin City 2, but it's different. It's not.
It was good. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I like a lot of it, yeah. But you're not going to get any better than
that. No.
So you already have sort of like a high expectation level to begin with. And then you throw in, I'm not crazy about what they did with the suit.
And his car looks like a Camaro.
Yeah, it's a little generic. I mean, I guess, and you go a different direction, that's fine. It might be really good. And I'll give it every bit of open-minded, you know, my eyes will be on it with a clean slate, giving it every shot.
It's a little more rooted in reality, like if, in a sense that that stuff is a little more accessible, a little more believable versus like, you know, a turbine jet engine blowing out the back or something. Which,
yeah, but he's a billionaire.
I know.
That was always the advantage. We could have anything you wanted.
It's his only advantage, really.
I mean, that was it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me, the Christian Bale was very rooted in reality, believable.
Yeah, they showed you the science of the tumbler and stuff like that. You know, they made it believable, even if it looks silly.
If we had this stuff for spelunking or whatever, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
So, but it may be very good, but the 3 hours won't be the determining factor for me. If it's good, it's good.
I like the cast. I like the look. I like the branding. I like the trailer. I'm in. I can't wait for it.
March, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like all these things we've been talking about are finally, you know, almost here or here, except Top Gun. What the hell is that?
Summer.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. How old was Tom Cruise when they made this movie? 45?
No, he's probably crossed 50, hasn't he?
I meant when he made the original movie. Oh, it's been that long.
That was in the 80s. Tom Cruise had to have been
I'm talking about filming this movie.
Oh, yeah, he's probably 48, I bet.
This movie, I think, is at least 3 years old.
Probably.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking about it when we were talking about James Bond and all
and this is one of those that needs all that time because the production's long anyway. This is a long production film, too.
Yeah. It was, I think, going to come out in 20 and then 21, and now we're into 22, and we're going to be halfway through 22. So I really, now that, I'm expecting nothing but cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. Batman's a little more sacred to me.
Yeah, they got the, oh my goodness, I'm going to forget his name. The guy that was in Bond, the Casino Royale guy, is the detective on the Batman movie. The CIA guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jeffrey Wright.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
a great actor.
Right. And you put him in, and that just kind of evens the playing field.
He plays Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, is he Gordon?
Yeah.
Nice. That works for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's top. Who is, who's Alfred?
I don't know.
Oh, it's the guy, it's Andy, what's his face?
Andy Serkis?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think, isn't that right?
I think you're right.
So, a little different approach. Although I got a soft spot in my heart for Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
He was
awesome.
Like the perfect Alfred.
He was. He was very good.
Basil Wayne. And I like Jim Gordon in the comic books looked just like Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he
played
it pretty well.
Yeah. I think you got some impossibly high sort of expectation levels for this movie. But I think I'm looking forward to it. You know what I've never watched, which is really strange, is I've never watched The Joker.
Hmm.
Even though it's been readily available for a long time.
It's good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Give me the pitch.
It's about mental. It's about if a real person turned into this, not falling into a vat of oil or, you know, acid or whatever. This is a guy that the world just keeps stepping on him and beats him down, and he has no chance of coming up, and it just devolves into this. He's in his head, mm-hmm. You know, and then it starts infecting the people around him.
Okay.
So it's a closer to real sort of thing. And the performance is great. I mean, he's just totally nuts.
Okay. I don't know, for some reason, watching the trailers, and I don't doubt that the performance is amazing. I just never felt compelled to watch it.
It's closer to an art film than a superhero movie.
Well, yeah, there's no superhero.
I mean, people show up to those things thinking they're getting, you know, Cesar Romero. Or, you know.
No. You're the one who went Eartha Kitt earlier. That's not me. I like the good stuff.
Not you.
But I guess maybe it's I need the duality. I need the good guy and the bad guy. I don't want to watch a movie just about the bad guy.
Yeah, then you wouldn't like this probably.
I'm thinking that's maybe it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why I'm not a big fan of the Venom film.
I kind of like them.
Are they okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't see the second one. I watched the first one. And Tom Hardy's great.
He's a great actor. As Bane,
he's
so
better
good
on Peaky Blinders than anything.
Yeah.
His character on that show is even better than Bane.
Wow. I liked him in Bronson.
Alfie.
I liked him as Capone. I've liked him in just about everything he's done. He's
when did he
awesome.
Do Capone?
probably like 4 years ago.
What was the movie called?
Capone.
Well, I don't have any recollection of that at all.
Because it is one notch above a Bruce Willis straight to DVD movie, meaning it didn't get that extra push. It just made it.
Okay. Interesting.
Then he plays a movie where he's two twins.
The gangsters.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Awesome. You know, and you'll catch a very young Tom Hardy in one of my favorite movies of all time called Layer Cake with Daniel Craig. And he's almost unrecognizable.
Absolutely.
Skinny guy. Mm-hmm. And then he played Handsome Bob in Rock and Roll.
Absolutely. He's been one of my favorites. Layer Cake's top 15 movie of mine. I love it.
It's a great movie.
It sold me on Daniel Craig.
It sold the producers of the Bond movies, too. That was the movie that they, you know, literally said, that's our guy.
Yep. I could see it from that movie on.
Yeah, good stuff. I was looking for the cast here of the new Batman movie to make sure I had all that right. Yeah, Andy Serkis is Alfred. And Zoe Kravitz, of course, playing Selina Kyle, the Catwoman character. Peter Sarsgaard's in this.
Oh, nice.
Colin Farrell, is unrecognizable as Oswald Cobblepot, you know him as the Penguin.
He's underrated as an actor, honestly.
And then Dano is the Riddler, who's the main, I think, villain. Where do I know him from?
I'm drawing a blank. You will know him. Do you have a picture up of him and you don't recognize him?
I'm wondering. He was in There Will Be Blood. He was the kid. He was Eli Sunday.
That's right. Oh, yeah. He's great in, is he in Fargo also, too, the TV show?
He was in Little Miss Sunshine, 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, he was great in that.
Yeah, so he's got a pretty good, that's why I recognize his face, is him as a very young actor with Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's exactly right. His face is the same.
Yeah, okay. And then one other name that's in the movie that we didn't bring, which is one of my favorites, is John Turturro, who plays Carmine Falcone.
Yes, please.
The gangster. I'm in. We have there's a lot of people in this. So I'm excited. I think 3 hours doesn't scare me. Ready to go.
I also forgot Paul Dano was in The Escape at Dannemora, which was a really good.
I didn't see that.
It was fun. It was a good show.
All right, we've geeked out enough. When we get back on the other side of the break, I'm looking at the playing field. And, you know, every 10 years, and I've done this now like 2.5 times, right, where they redraw the maps and everything gets jumbled up and you got to get all new people, learn new people, meet new people, new representation. Sometimes it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. This congressional race that is the 13th and the 15th, the 13th being kind of, you think about all of the center of Decatur and the 15th kind of on the edges in Mount Zion. I mean, both of those congressional districts now have, to me, two very interesting races going on. And I don't know that all the players are all in at this point. The primaries held a little later this year than ever before. So not March, June. So are there still people out there that might be announcing? Maybe. Now, Nikki Budzinski has a primary opponent who spends a lot of time complaining about not getting any media time, but has never reached out to anybody that I know of here or in this market. And this is a pretty big part of the 13th.
You'd think, yeah.
And now she has an opponent on the Republican side that is very, very intriguing to me. That's not an endorsement. It just means, all right, this is a guy with a story, and their opening salvo was really well done. They put a campaign video out yesterday with the announcement that he was in this race. That's as good a political video or an introduction as I've seen in a long time. I'm not talking about the politics. I'm not talking about the issues. I'm talking about just the quality of telling you a story. It's good. Now, he's got an uphill race because the district was drawn to favor her, with her in mind. Now, on the Republican side, I thought, what's Rodney Davis going to do? And I was sure, I was absolutely convinced that Mary Miller would not run against Rodney Davis. But Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene got involved. Now, that might just be as far as that goes. Or will there be Trump in central Illinois rallying at an airport? Will there be money? Will there be, you know, what does all that mean? So now that primary is very interesting, because whoever wins that primary is more than likely going to win the general election, because that district was drawn to let Rodney have it, and they wanted to get rid of Mary Miller. And then Trump said, oh, no, Rodney, you voted to certify the election results. Therefore, we must screw you. So now we've got some interesting races.
When do we get inundated with it nonstop? 3 months out?
Oh, so you know what? It's kind of like the three-hour movie. The old model isn't the model anymore.
What was
earlier and earlier? It used to be 3 months out.
So
Pritzker's on. I mean, I see 10 of his TV ads a morning.
I guess that's true. But that's almost unlimited resources.
Well, now you got a guy who's going to have almost unlimited resources.
So we could be seeing it here now.
I told you yesterday there's a chance they could outspend the John Kerry, George Bush presidential race. Just two candidates for governor in Illinois.
Wow. It's a lot of money.
It is. And people go, oh, you media people get rich. Let me tell you how that works. They have written into the rules that they get to buy ads at the lowest rate. Well, I mean, we have to be very careful leading up to any of these elections, because it doesn't matter to them that if you're like a great partner with Bob Brady or somebody that buys advertising for you, you know, year round, every year, supports the cause, they get to come in and buy at the lowest unit rate possible, because that's what they've made the rules.
Yeah, you throw your best customer a discount, they get that discount.
That's exactly right. And I don't like it anymore. I mean, there are years where it's just nothing but 4 minutes of political commercials every break. It angers the local advertisers. So it's not this big windfall that everybody thinks it is.
Right.
And it's also moved to digital and less broad. I mean, you know, so that's shifting as well. But then there are candidates out there that think, well, I can just create a Facebook page and I'm getting to the people. That's not working either. That's my take on this guy that's running against, and I've never met him. I don't have any judgment about him, but like, I was an athlete, you know, ought to be.
It's out there. It should be getting consumed.
Yeah. You know me. I'm famous, kind of.
I don't even think I know who this is.
All right. I'll look that up. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but anyway.
That's part of the thing.
Right?
That's fairly relevant.
All right, we'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
With renewed hope, new opportunities, and new ways to give, the Community Foundation of Macon County welcomes the new year by announcing our first open grant of 2022 with $200,000 in available funding from the Community Works Endowment. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation, and we are excited to kick off the new year as we continue to support the important work being done on the front lines by our local nonprofits, churches, and educational organizations dedicated to sustaining and improving our community. Please check out this amazing grant-funded opportunity designated for organizations and groups addressing education, workforce development, and land use and preservation issues. The application portal closes February 18th. Give me a call at 217-429-3000 or visit MaconCountyGives.org for more details. Please join us in appreciation for our generous community as we work towards a new year of health, happiness, and opportunities for everyone.
Hi, I'm Pastor Matt, and I want to challenge you to make your relationship with God your top priority this year and every year. Maybe you've already said, it's time to get the kids back to church. Well, if you haven't been to GT lately, you haven't been to GT. Everything that you've always loved is even better, and we're starting some new and exciting things sure to connect you and your family to God in a deeper way this year. Come and see what all the excitement's about. Go to gtchurch.com for more information, and I'll look forward to seeing you at GT Church.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com. How can I ever change things that I feel?
We are back here on a, what is today? It's Friday, isn't it? Doesn't it feel like this has been kind of a long week? The shows have gone by really fast, but it seems like the week has been dragging. The cold, I guess.
Probably the cold.
So you asked earlier about whether or not we know all the players yet, and I think kind of that we do, but I don't know. I can't imagine that there's going to be a lot, like on the Democrat side in the 13th, you get David Palmer is his name.
The president from 24?
Mr. President.
Dennis Haspert?
Yeah. Oh, God, those were the days. Kiefer Sutherland. I think I had all of the DVD box sets of every season of those, right?
Yeah. I watched one season nonstop. A single run. Stupid idea.
Yeah, it was, because that was actually like 24 episodes. And they didn't do any of that, like, we're going to take a pause in the middle of it, right?
You'd come back with a little clock.
Yes. So I was looking at David Palmer. I don't know. This is the problem. I'm having a hard time even finding stuff about him. He is a former athlete of some kind. And I want to say Iowa, but that may be something I am filling in.
His website is palmerforillinois.com.
Okay.
I just found it, his website. Palmer for Congress. David Palmer for Congress.
Yeah.
From basketball player, it looks like maybe Western Kentucky to mentor. Under the get to know him. He played Central Illinois Produce is where his career, her career. Man, this is a weird website. It's like, I'm sorry. I thought I was reading something super obvious, but this is a very roundabout way of getting to know him.
Okay.
So I apologize.
No,
I thought I was reading about him. I'm reading about some people related to him.
Okay.
So, on his about page.
All right. I've got his page up. And once again, he might be, I don't recall getting any of his press releases or, I mean, seeing anything. And in this day and age, there's no excuse for that, right? I mean, and I've seen this over the years. Candidates will just think that, I can show up and announce something and everybody's going to be there to cover it, but I don't bother to tell anybody that I'm going to be there. You just kind of go, wow, this is like one-on-one stuff.
Yeah. As I read on through this, he makes clear what his points are. He gives a nice background of his family and why he's doing it, but that's not, I had to go find that. That wasn't thrown to me, through marketing or advertisement or anything else. Like it's a disconnect. He might be a really good candidate.
He's with Country Financial.
Yeah. Just don't know.
And he's in Champaign. I do know that. I mean, that's his resident. And we'll be, welcome to be on the show. I mean, I'm just saying he's kind of like, hey, I'm over here, but you really got to go search to find it.
Right.
And you can't have those things simultaneously because that borders on whiny.
Yeah, there's not much in his news page and not very many press releases. So it's.
All right. So I don't know. You got two Democrats there. Right on that side of it. I don't know. I can't imagine there'll be a third because she was sort of handpicked. I mean, she has all of they've cleared the path for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably makes this guy mad because he's like, well, who,
right.
Gave her the royal, initiation. But that's the way the party politics work. And then on the other side, you got now this interesting candidate that's brand new to the field, Jesse Rising. And I kind of usually I'm more impressed. I thought this would end up being some kind of backbencher, never have a chance getting elected, because that's generally what Republicans do in districts that are drawn up to favor a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Right.
Could have got one of these Eastern Bloc guys or whatever. But that's not what this looks like. So now I'm thinking, okay, maybe you got a more of a middle of the road guy with some conservative values that grew up here, has got a story. I mean, mm-hmm. Maybe this is something a little different.
Yeah, get people from across the aisle looking over and saying, this might be closer to what I'm at.
Yeah, or people are just tired of the aisles.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
On either side of it.
I'd like more choices.
Everyone would.
Mm-hmm. So good choices.
Yes. Now, does that mean he'll be the only one to announce? I mean, who knows? Look at what they're doing in the governor's race. I mean, you know, you got all kinds of people that don't have any shot of actually winning a statewide contest, sucking the resources away from one who might. So none of this has to make any sense. They do it all the time. But I think we probably pretty much know what this looks like now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is, will there be a Democrat of note on the 15th side that's going to take on whoever, Mary Miller or Rodney Davis, which one comes out of that primary?
That's interesting. And I wonder if that...
Because it would be the reverse. They got now a red-leaning district that you got to get some sort of like blue dog Democrat that's not...
And does the decision matter if... dependent on who wins that Republican primary?
I think that you, by then it's too late to make a decision.
Oh, so you don't even get to see. You've got to be ready to roll.
I mean, you could drop out of a race, but I don't. With the new timelines, I don't know when the filing dates are off the top of my head or when they have to, you know. So generally, if you've got a primary in June, you can't start a ground green. I mean, there's no time to get that anywhere. Even if you can legally do it. So it'll be interesting. I'm way more interested than I thought it was going to be like 6 weeks ago.
Right. I'd like to hear from these new people. I'd like to hear.
Yeah. What, well, we've already, they were in touch with us last night.
Yeah.
The Rising Camp, and we're going to try to get something arranged for next weekend.
Cool.
So there you have it. So we'll see. We've got some choices to make as a community, not just governor, but who's going to be our state rep, who's going to be our state senator, who's going to be, you know, the couple of people in this area that are representing us in the United States Congress. And don't be just so, oh, it's got to be all red or it's got to be all blue. Look for some decent individuals that have some integrity. I'm not pessimistic about life to give up on that. And I know maybe right. I should, but I won't.
That's exactly right.
It matters to me.
That's my first characteristic. Is that someone that I would... If I don't even know their policy, do I like them as a human in the sense that I feel they'll go do their best?
Yes.
Even if it's not how I would go about it, will they give it their all for us?
Yes.
That's Gee. My first. That's my first thing.
Yeah. And you would think, if nothing else, that would just be the selfish take.
Mm-hmm. It is. That is.
No, but you're doing it for integrity. I mean, it's like, to me, all the things like you ought to support District 61 instead of complaining about it, because just from a financial investment point of view, your home will be worth more. The community will mm-hmm. be better. Even if you don't give a damn about the kids.
Right.
Mathematically, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Hey, look, we're ending with math.
Imagine that.
It's been a math week. That's for sure. Well, if you've missed any this weekend, we've had some great guests on. Got to meet some new people, have some of our old friends on. All the podcasts are now available on the podcast section of the Now Decatur Facebook page. That's a new thing. And so very simple and easy. It doesn't take you anywhere else. You can listen to it right there on your Facebook page. And they're there. And so you can check that out. And it's by hour and by interviews. There's two different ones. Plus Tupper's got his own. You know, I mean, there's everything. And then the Soy City Buzz and First Mid Mondays, all of them have their own categories where you can find all of it. And they're all driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. And we appreciate Bob and Steve and Drew and the entire gang for being there with us along the way. All right. I know they were recording a new YLIA podcast yesterday, too, or the day before. So they have their own section as well.
Awesome.
They're very good. Very interesting. They're thinkers. All right. Stay warm. That's all I can tell you. I don't have anything else. Hopefully we get out of this soon. Nick and I'll be back in the saddle Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Actually, there won't be anything bright about it. It'll just be early. But until then, have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. Enjoy Ozark. And we will see you. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Operation Enduring Support is now accepting donations for Easter care packages for our deployed military that will be mailed on March 28th. Our young men and women in foreign countries do not have access to post exchanges and could really use the items they receive, along with a reminder that people back home have not forgotten them. For a list of recommended items, go to nowdecatur.com.
Adriano Bartholomew of Pasadena, California, who recently earned a Bachelor of Arts in Musical Theater from Millikan University in December 2021, has been named a semifinalist in the 5th annual Next Gen National Competition. The Next Gen National Competition semifinal event will be shared with the public through a private broadcast on Saturday, January 29th from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tax filing season begins next week. You can start filing both your state and federal income tax returns starting on Monday. It's easy to file your Illinois return online. Last year, 88% of taxpayers filed their state return electronically.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.